Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcadia Economics. And we did have a bit of news out from Dolly Varden Silver, as they have just announced a merger with Contango ORE to create a new North American high-grade mid-tier silver and gold producer and development. So certainly some big news, and let us dig into the highlights of what has just happened here. And as we can see, Contango and Dolly have announced they've entered into an agreement of a merger of equals that would create a combination of Contango and Dolly that would give investors a unique opportunity to participate in the upside of a well-funded North American asset portfolio that includes the cash-flowing high-grade Manh Choh gold mine in Alaska, as well as the several silver and gold projects in British Columbia and Alaska, including the Kitsault Valley and Johnson Tract projects. And upon completion of the deal, existing Contango and Dolly Varden shareholders will each own approximately 50% of the outstanding shares of MergeCo on a fully diluted basis. And what is currently known as MergeCo is expected to be renamed Contango Silver and Gold, and will be led by Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse as the CEO, Sean Kuenken as president. And as Rick mentions here, really what they're aiming at with the merger is that the cash flow from the Manh Choh gold mine in a strong gold and silver price environment will provide a non-dilutive source of funding to develop the high-grade Lucky Shot and Johnson Tract projects in Alaska, and also the Kitsault Valley project in British Columbia. And here Sean mentions how the merger represents the opportunity to add production and become a multi-asset platform for silver and gold production focused exclusively in the US and Canada. And in terms of the highlights, we have the creation of a North American multi-stage silver and gold company with an asset portfolio ranging from advanced stage exploration to current production, well-funded with over 100 million combined in cash on hand. And they're bringing together the projects, as I mentioned, the Lucky Shot, Johnson Tract, and Kitsault Valley. They expect to benefit from the shared CapEx strategy. They still have the exploration potential of the projects, increased trading liquidity from the enhanced capital markets profile. And this has already been signed off by the significant shareholders. And here you see the flagship assets. There is that Manh Choh mine, where they had 173,400 gold ounces in the first 9 months of production in 2025, with total cash distributions of $87 million. Then you have the Lucky Shot and Johnson Tract mines in Alaska, as well as the Kitsault Valley, which, if you're a regular watcher of the Arcadia channel, you've heard Sean Kuenken talk quite about. And again, they just completed that 56,131 meter drill program, with some of the highlights including 1,422 grams per ton silver over 21.7 meters and 26.74 grams per ton gold over 14.76 meters in a region where they already have over 20 million ounces of past production. Deal calls for Contango to acquire all of the issued and outstanding common shares of Dolly at an exchange ratio of 0.1652 of a share of Contango. And I believe we will have Sean back on the show this week to talk more about how this all went down and what he sees as the new vision of the company, which got a little taste of today. But either case, that is the news out from Dolly Varden Silver. To hear a little bit more about what they had been doing leading up to this deal, well, here is a call Sean did with David Morgan where they go into exactly that.